We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listen to what West Virginia quarterback Jarrett Daigie has to say about Saturday's game at Oklahoma State. That's coming up right after this.
You're a West Virginia Mountaineers fan. You want the world to know it, and there's only one place for you to gear up. ShopWVU.com. You'll find an awesome selection of over 2,200 items, including jerseys, t-shirts, hats, and more. Decorate your home, your office, or even your car with the best selection of Mountaineers gear anywhere. You'll also find great customer service, 365-day hassle-free returns, and fast shipping. So show the world you're a Mountaineers fan. Head to ShopWVU.com.
So, Jarrett, Neil talked a lot last year about explosive plays and trying to generate more. Outside of just throwing it deep every other play, I mean, how do you truly generate more explosive plays?
Well, when they go man or they try to zero you, you got to make them pay for it. And last year they did that to us a couple of times, and I think we made them pay once to George, and then a lot of the times they got us. So you got to make them, you got to get them more than they get you.
Hey, Jarrett, just review last year's game. I know you passed for a lot of yards against them, but you struggled in the red zone. What do you recall from that game, and why did you struggle so greatly against Oklahoma State last year?
Yeah, like I said, they went zero, cover zero on us, and we just didn't execute that well last year in the red zone. I remember us getting tackled at the one, and we just didn't get in. So we got to be a lot better this year in the red zone.
Is that going to be a matter of winning one-on-one matchups, you think?
Definitely, and we've been working on red zone situations all fall camp, so I think that's one of the things we'll be a lot better at this year.
Jarrett, someone made an observation that they felt like your arm strength was better this year. Is that the case? And if so, were there specific things in the off season you did to improve that?
I wouldn't say it's too much of a difference. I think it has gotten a little bit stronger, and I think that's just being with Mike Joseph in the weight room, getting stronger and getting bigger, and maybe having a little more velocity on my ball now.
Given that Oklahoma State is one of the games you played in last year, does that help preparing for this year?
Definitely. I think they haven't changed a whole lot. They got 10 out of 11 starters coming back. So I don't think they're going to do anything really different than they did last year. So, yeah, it helped me playing in it last year. And hopefully it can be a different outcome this year.
Jared, your decision to transfer, how difficult was that? Walk us through the whole thing, because we haven't really had a chance to talk to you a whole lot about that. You know, why'd you want to do it? Ultimately, why West Virginia when you decided to look around?
Yeah, so at Bowling Green, I came in with a staff that came from Texas Tech, and I had been growing up going to camps at Tech, so I knew these guys really well. It was like family. My brother was on the staff. He was a receivers coach. And all those guys ended up getting fired after this season. And so I decided I wanted to go try to play big-time football at the highest level of competition. So I jumped in the portal, had a few calls from all kinds of different schools, had a relationship with Neil. And so I came on a visit. He told me to come up here, come on a visit. Fell in love with it, committed, and was just ready to go.
Getting back to Oklahoma State's defense, I'm sure you're aware they were Tulsa was 0-for-12 on third down, which is a ridiculous mm-hmm. stat. What do you draw from that, and what do you see from the Oklahoma State defense that really stands out to you?
Yeah, like I said, on third down, they're gonna man you up, and they think they're better than you. So we got to depend on our guys to win one-on-one battles, and that'll help us, be better on third down.
Next question from Mike Cazado.
John got me a little bit there, stole my thunder, but I guess I'll ad-lib here too. As you go back and kind of replay things last game, it didn't seem like you were playing behind a new center and a new left tackle, and I really don't think you got hit or touched at all too. Surprised by that, or did you just kind of put blinders on and go out and play, and at the end of the day you realized that you hadn't been hit?
In the EKU game?
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew I believed in our O-line. I knew I wasn't going to have too much pressure. And then after the game, I gave them all big hugs because I knew no one laid a finger on me. And that's a testament to them for getting better.
So, Jared, going back to your younger days when your brother played against West Virginia, that was a big game out there. West Virginia was top 10. Your brother had a huge game. So I assume you were there. What were your thoughts, and what was your relationship like with Neil when you were a youngster, even before you were a recruitable athlete?
Yeah, I remember that game like it was yesterday. West Virginia came in and they were ranked number 3 with Gino and Stedman Bailey and all those guys. And my brother hung, I think, 6 touchdowns. It was 49-14. And I ended up rushing the field. I was about 7th or 8th grade. I rushed the field. And now hopefully I can swap the roles here this year. And my relationship with Neil, I've always had a relationship with him just because my brother played at Tech when he was there. I went to camps. Me and Charlie Brewer used to go, and Neil would take us down to the stadium, and it would just be me and him throwing, and Coach Brown would be, evaluating just us two.
And that was West Virginia's Jared Daigie. The Mountaineers are scheduled to fly out to Stillwater on Friday following a workout at the stadium. And the Mountaineers will then take on the Cowboys on Saturday at 3:30 p.m., a game that will be televised nationally on ABC. Thanks for listening.